Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf is closing schools and non-essential businesses indefinitely. At a press conference Monday, he also extended the stay-at-home order.
You should only leave your house if it is absolutely necessary. Because the number of cases continues to grow, I will be pushing back the end of the stay-at-home order to April 30th, and this is in line with what the president is doing at the national level.
In Philadelphia, officials continue to urge residents to stay at home as well in hopes of controlling the spread of the coronavirus. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports how serious city officials are taking social distancing.
Managing Director Brian Abernathy says it's taking the rims off of basketball goals at its rec center so people will stop playing pickup.
You're going to continue to see rims come down across the park system.
Health Commissioner Tom Farley says these preventive measures could have a profound effect on how severely the city gets hit in the coming weeks.
If our social distancing is very effective, you may not see a surge at all.
The city is preparing for the worst, though. Refrigerator trucks are on their way to Philadelphia to be used as morgue space. The first field hospital is up and waiting at Temple University's Leocoris Center. There is still a need for additional quarantine beds. New Jersey has seen its largest single-day jump in the coronavirus death toll, and Governor Phil Murphy says as the infection rate explodes, it's imperative that people stay home. Murphy showed graphs illustrating that if New Jersey had no social distancing, it would run out of ICU beds by Wednesday and all hospital beds in 10 more days. KYW's Mike DiNardo has more.
Murphy said that's why his ban on social gathering is essential to slow the spread of the virus, and Murphy said that's why he wants to crack down on violators.
If you have a gathering, you're doing it in a more benign way than if you cough on somebody and say you've got coronavirus. But in both cases, you're wrong.
Murphy said acquiring ventilators was the state's greatest need, saying 300 more were on the way from the federal government.
Murphy says health officials are exploring splitting ventilators for two patients. He also clarified some business restrictions, saying real estate agents could show houses one-on-one, but they couldn't have open houses. And he also said gun dealers could sell firearms, but they'd have to do it by appointment only. The Philadelphia Police Union has extended its contract with the city for 1 year amid the coronavirus pandemic. Over the weekend, both sides agreed to an extension through June 2021. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has the details from Mayor Jim Kenney.
The FOP extension includes a 2.5% raise for the police department, 2.25% raise for the sheriff's office, and a 2% raise for the register of wills, effective May 1st.
Cops will get a $750 bonus, sheriffs a $400 bonus. And as part of the deal, the city's labor relations department will create a committee to oversee any harassment or discrimination claims rather than the police department themselves.
Leaders are working with other city unions to extend their contracts another year. Monday afternoon, dozens of cars log-jammed traffic around City Hall to protest the detaining of individuals during the pandemic, bringing attention to the lack of social distancing and lack of sanitation in prisons. KYW's Cherry Gregg was there.
They are protesting the detaining of individuals inside of Philly prisons. This week and the past few days, there have been reports that the first couple of cases of COVID-19 have been reported inside of Philly prisons. The Department of Correction also mentioned that there is the first case of COVID-19 in a state facility as well. So these individual protesters come from a coalition of groups, the 215 No Jail Coalition, the ACLU of Pennsylvania, and a number of other groups. They're in cars. They have signs that say inaction is murder.
They are calling on Mayor Jim Kenney to step up and free, at the very least, all individuals who are on pretrial detention. Gregg says she saw police ticketing some cars because they were double parked while protesting. 600 tablet computers are now in the hands of Philadelphia toddlers who are closed out of their preschool programs by the coronavirus. The tablets were delivered Monday morning by staffers from 8 p.m. so children can now connect with their teachers live and explore on their own. Dr. Donald Price, APM's Vice President for Education, Training, and Supportive Housing, says it's critical for young children to keep learning.
Each of the tablets has educational apps on it. And so they come preloaded with those apps. and they will receive a lesson plan and activities so that they can go through those activities with their families.
The tablets are for the children to keep thanks to funding by Truemark Financial Credit Union. T-Mobile is also providing students with free internet for 6 months. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.